In the Dr. Seuss book, it was the Grinch who stole Christmas. But for some Iowa tree growers, it may be the drought who eventually steals the holiday. Danny Molds owns Chris Kringle's Trees just north of Cedar Falls. He says the hot, dry summer took a toll on his newly planted seedlings.
We did lose about 15,000 Christmas trees in a 46-acre farm. And we did lose, you know, the thing with the fir trees, you know, we lost not just, you know, the little ones that we planted this year, and we lost, you know, last year's.
Had those young trees survived, they would have been ready for harvest in 2019. Because the drought was so widespread, Iowa Department of Natural Resources District Forester Mark Vitage says, in the future it may be harder to find the more popular varieties.
You have to have each size in your rotation to be able to have enough trees to grow every year. So they've lost a year. So I would say in the next 6 to 9 years, that's where the gap will probably be.
The good news for now is that most of the mature trees are okay. Danny Mold says there'll be plenty of Scotch and white pines available this season, and he's made arrangements to supplement his supply of firs, which are popular for their silver-green branches and their aroma.
We have a really nice relationship with a lady in Wisconsin where we cut our trees fresh and we get them down here, and we bring them about a day to 2 days earlier before we open and get them set up.
Molds is among dozens of growers affected throughout the Midwest. Losses are also reported in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. He says, unfortunately, he can't file a claim to recoup what he's lost.
And we don't have any insurances for this. You know, we're not a corn or soybean, so we don't get subsidized on that side. But, you know, we'll weather, you know, the storm here a little bit, and we'll replant. I don't think I'll double what we planted last year for this year, because then all of a sudden in 2019 or 20, I'll have more trees than I can do it with anything with.
Mold says Christmas tree growers know the risks of the business. If it's not weather related, sometimes it's insects or wildlife that reduce the profits. He says he knows of an Iowa producer who had part of his crop eaten by deer in 2011 and then had the rest of it destroyed by this year's drought. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.